There's one.
That was Live Stuff's Bringing Me Down from 2022. Really good single. They have a new album out called King of the Drive-Thru worth checking out. You can find it on Spotify. Before that, we had Postmodern Connection, a.k.a. PMC, with their latest track, If You Care. And then before that, we had brand new Chanzina with Doll, new single. I feel like it's been a moment since we have had a Chanzina single. Jesse, good jam.
Yeah, yeah. I was really impressed with the songwriting and the performance and the production. It's all great. Very, very nice and like a real expansive sound, you know?
Absolutely. Logical progression there. So, looking to have her back in the studio, that's something that I am excited to eventually have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to do something fun for a change. Usually it's all boring, blah.
Ugh. I hate here. Fun. Hate fun.
Jamie is a noted fun hater. It is the Vancouver mixtape, after all, the No Fun City tape.
Not the Vancouver fun tape.
Exactly. And we are going to play three songs in a row.
What?
What? That all feature one person in common in some form or another.
Guess who it is?
You're going to have to guess. We're not going to tell you until afterwards.
Wouldn't dream
you'll have
of
to
it.
Figure it out yourself. It's going to be very difficult.
Absolutely.
This person does not have a signature sound.
Nope.
They do.
We've never featured them on the show.
Never.
No. And we wouldn't start either. So,
but I will tell you that the first band that you're going to hear is called Total Chroma, which is the solo project of Isku Katterwal, also known as Rob Katterwal, of Wire Spine and Weird Candle. New record called Lapland, which explores Katterwal's Sami heritage. Sami are the indigenous people of the Arctic part of Scandinavia. So, we're going to hear a track off of that record, Lapland, called Red State, featuring our secret connection. We'll be right back.
It's a sliver of glass. It is life. It's the sun. It is night. It is death. It's a trap. It's a gun. Be aware. The box and the brush. The knot of the wool. The song of the thrush. The wood of the wing. A cliff of fall. A special outfit.
Waters of March by Yep, but with a remix by our mystery figure, who was Jeff Kincaid, the musical stylings, also known as Devours, and the Golden Age of Wrestling.
What a trip up! Who had any idea?
That middle track was Ferrari Rocher by Golden Age of Wrestling, and before that was Red State featuring Devours.
Holy smokes.
By Total Chroma. Wow.
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 Who would have thought that we'd have three Jeff Kincaid songs on one show?
That's almost as many times we've had him on the show.
Almost. Not as many, though.
Oh, I know. I said almost. We love Jeff, and he'll probably be back on the show one of these days. We've got to increase his lead, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Padding the stats. Now we're getting towards, we're in the last quarter of the show. So I want to keep things moving, but I want to play a track by a friend of mine, a coworker at the pizzeria named Jose. Jose is a drummer and percussionist. He's got a couple of projects going on, but one of them, they're playing a show this Thursday at the Roxy, October 5th.
Well, let's go.
And then later on October 29th, they're playing as part of the Parade of Lost Souls in at McLean Park, if you can't make it on Thursday. And they just put out this short recording called Small Nights Preserved. And I'm going to play you the first tune, which is called First Tune by Magic Triangle.
We'll be right back.
By Haley Blay here on the Vancouver Mixtape. And before that, we heard First Tune by Magic Triangle. You can see them at the Roxy this Thursday, October 5th. Go check them out. It'll be a fun time. Say hi to Jose. Hi, Jose.
Hi, Jose.
That's unfortunately it-ish for the Vancouver Mixtape. We don't have any more fun local music to play for you because we don't have time to do it, which means that for... kind of the second or third show in a row, I'm not going to get to Wormius.
Jesse is clamoring.
It's
chomping at the bit.
It's Graham, formerly of Dead Soft. Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse. Yeah.
Anyway, check out Wormius, Trespassing in American Moor / Alberon's Hall. It's great. It's Dungeon Synth. It's an experience. It's 7 minutes. So
you should... like, fill the urge by going on YouTube and looking up Sausage Wizard in the meantime.
Do it.
Do it.
Listen to what Jamie has said about Sausage Wizard. And listen to this show next time on CJSF, 90.1 FM, CJSF.ca, wherever you find your... Well, I'm not going to make that promise. You can find it on CJSF.ca and other places. And we'll be back again soon. I think it'll be a couple weeks before our next fresh episode, because I'm going away and Jamie's lazy.
No, I have family Thanksgiving.
Lazy.
And then non-Thanksgiving family thing. Sorry, I have family.
Okay, well, you're our family listener, and we love you, so we'll see you next time. Bye.
The Bill Reid Gallery presents Bright Futures, an exhibition that brings together the innovative art of Bill Reid with new works by contemporary emerging and established Indigenous artists of the Northwest Coast until January 14, 2024. To celebrate the life of Bill Reid 25 years after his death, contributing artists were invited to ponder and critique the question, how is Bill Reid continuously inspiring contemporary Northwest Coast artists? To learn more about this exhibition, visit BillReidGallery.ca.